Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how suited are you to aging? Has it come easy? Are you happy about it? What do you want to know about it that you don't know already? So let's find out some, let's have some great insights from the animal kingdom. And how can we do that? Well, certainly with an animal communicator who has been on our show many times before and always has incredible information for us, Sandra Mendelson. Sandra, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thanks, Peter. It's good to be here again.
Well, it's always wonderful to talk with you. And, are you aging? Maybe I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I am in denial, but I don't think so. I'm happy that I'm getting older. You know, the alternative isn't so great. You told me before the show started that you've had 27 different animal species speak to you about aging.
Yeah, you know, when I hold a question in my consciousness, whatever animals want to step forward will do so. And this one was the single largest topic in terms of number of contributions. And I think it's because humans are completely upside down in how we view and experience aging or growing older. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in fact, there's so many that we're not going to be able to get them all into one show.
So we'll do a second show.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
So you want me to just dive in there?
Please, because I have no idea what they've told you.
Okay. Well, again, they are not organized. They're organized alphabetically, not in terms of strength of message or any one species. So we're just going to start with an alligator.
That's cool.
Okay, here we go. You wouldn't think I'd have a contribution to make here, but indeed I do. When you are in your latter years, like the second half of your life, flip the proportion. Spend less time slogging through mud, including emotional mud, and more time basking in the glow of isness. Yes, all animals know what that is, and you should too. If you have spent 40, 50, or more years striving, now is the time to focus on letting yourself be. Nature intended for it to be this way. I love this part. Catch yourself when you are driving too fast, giving into the habit of rushing. Do you see me do that? Heck no, unless there's a tasty dinner morsel awaiting me. I waddle with a purpose, take some notes, and try it too. Now, just so everybody knows, these excerpts are from my new book, which will be out in October. And it's called We Walk Beside You, Animal Messages for Everyday Living. So it's designed to be read one page at a time. So we don't go on, and animals don't tend to go on and on the way humans do anyway. But if the format of these messages is just, you know, get in, they say it, and now it's for us to absorb and digest it at will.
So I really liked what was said about going slower, because I find that driving, I used to be very fast, and now I'm just slow and steady and comfortable. Yeah. So when I drive with my wife, who's still in her 60s and I'm in my late 70s, she says, how come you slow down? Because she's not ready to slow down yet.
Well, we can do it at any age. It's an awareness. Right. In fact, the entire animal kingdom, and I mean, I don't know, I'm up to over 85 species now. If there's one message that they want to start us with, it is slow down. You get better information. Don't say things that you regret. You know, you have time to format what you want to say and really listen to the other person, and you become more attractive energetically because your energy field calms down. So people are more likely to listen to what you have to say.
I love this.
Rushing's a really big thing. It's energetic. It calms your energy field, and you know everybody feels that. So number one, slow down. Now we're on to an antelope. You and your circle.
And they go fast.
They go fast, exactly. We understand that in our current form, we are learning many lessons. Now remember, this is an antelope. They're learning flexibility, consistent cooperation, non-identification with space, time, or place, and the diminishment of ego. So antelopes know what they're learning, and they don't learn all of those things. They know. They're just here to learn their greatest lesson. You humans would benefit from looking at your circumstances without emotion or judgment in order to observe and understand what your greatest lessons are. It will explain a lot for every one of you. So for us to look at, you know, they say this, animals have said circumstances arrange themselves for our greatest growth. That's what we're here for, soul growth. So look at your circumstances without an emotional response to understand what lessons you're learning in this lifetime.
That's
Believe me, you're not going to learn them all, but at least know what, you know, what patterns, right?
Beautiful.
So that's something that we are afforded as we have years to look back on and look at patterns that emerge. Chimpanzee came next. And of all the animals I've spoken with, gorillas included, chimps sound the most like people. No surprise, right? We're always looking at them and we love the fact that they're so human-like. For me, it was, you know, it wasn't quite as much of an eye-opener to hear what chimps had to say. Except when they told me in Tanzania, when they were telling me what was going on in Asia, that one blew my mind. But that's for another show.
Okay.
So if you have learned life's lessons well, you will be more content with what is. Wisdom means not fretting about little things. It means letting go, focusing on happiness first, togetherness, peaceful interactions, gratefulness for all things big and little. You realize it is a gift to be alive. I used to get worked up a lot. I don't anymore. I shrug and don't question so much. It's all in the plan. You humans would have a much easier time if you did the same. And especially with what's going on, you know, I think the people that are suffering now the most don't have a broader view of why all this is happening to humanity. What's the ultimate reason? And their fear really decimates their sense of any kind of personal power. So understanding this whole world, we've never had anything global like this affect all of humanity. To pull back and say, you know, there is a plan, there's a bigger purpose for humans to awaken. And let's face it, it's not just going to happen with the touch of a little magic wand. And all humans are not going to wake up at the same time. You know, we would all love it to be, you know, peace, love, and happiness, and everybody lets everybody be. Mm-mm. We've got the entire history of humanity to unravel, to get to Earth the way it can be. And it isn't going to happen overnight. So if we're alive right now, there's a lot we have to accept. And be content with little successes. Anytime we can help somebody, anytime we can bring joy to ourselves or anyone else, you know, looking inside yourself, all of this isolation and lockdown or whatever, it's to go inside, right? There is a purpose. If we see it that way, instead of, oh my goodness, look what's being taken away from me.
Right. It's an opportunity.
Absolutely. If we're so busy running here and there and everything is external, I want to go dancing, I want to go here, we never look inside. Everything is externalized, and that's not where the growth will ever happen. So yeah, there is a plan for humans to grow.
Great.
The next one came from a cobra, of all things. And, you know, reptiles have been very clear with me that they are here to experience and teach objectivity and non-attachment. This is what the cobra had to say about speaking your truth. Aging, you say? If you have learned anything, it is to speak your own truth. Hiding behind veils for approval or to hide shame colors the decades of your youth. Now taste the freedom of your own authenticity. Lay bare your face, your vulnerability, your needs. Yes, you all have needs, so stop the pretense that you've moved beyond them or let them go. Own them. Own all of your multicolored self. And I think right now, with all this divide that's happening, all this opinion that's separating families, we still need the love of our families. We need to ask. You know what I mean? That love has to be the number one order, even if they totally disagree with everything we do or vice versa, to be able to say, you know, I need your love.
But I think what it is that I think everybody still loves each other. It's just that they want people to behave in ways that are agreeable to them.
And well, you know why? They think that they are loving you by protecting you, but what they forget is that love is the opposite of fear. When you are in fear for someone, you are the opposite of loving them vibrationally.
Yeah, well, it's not functional love.
What?
It's not functional. In other words, you know, I know my family loves me, but they're not functioning in a way that I feel supported, yet I know they love me. And one of the reasons I don't feel supported is that they want to help me in ways that they believe they can. Right. And I don't believe that.
But in those moments, they're not sending you love, they're sending you fear. And I hear animals say this all the time, especially when they're ill and their humans are beside themselves. The animals want you to be in love, you know, every single second. And it's the hardest thing for us when our animals are suffering. But when we are giving them our fear, we're hurting their health even more. Our families are doing the same. They're actually hurting our health by vibrationally sending us fear, which is really, really low vibrational energy. I understand. You can't just like pull that one out of a back pocket and go, family, you're sending me low vibrational fear. But it is for us to understand what's going on. You know, they think that loving you is worrying, and it's the opposite.
But we have to translate it into, we all love each other and we have different ideas.
Yeah. Free will, man. Live and let live. You're right. That's the neutral place. That's the Switzerland of conversation.
Right.
So the next animal we've got is a crow. Keep your focus on learning and enjoying. Our timeline is shorter than yours, so we have much to learn very quickly. It all happens faster, and we need to pay attention to our lessons. This is true for most in the animal kingdom. Each day marks a new milestone in our awareness. For humans, we can only say you would grow faster and experience much more happiness if you focused on learning and enjoyment. The worry, regret, fear, resentment, and worse steal the gold from your pots. Even if you could fly, you would clip your own wings, as holding grudges and self-punishment are quicksand. So please just remember, learn, enjoy, learn, enjoy. Forgive yourselves and others. Soar, baby. That's what your latter years are for.
That's great.
So, yeah, I mean, if anybody says they're bored, I think it's crazy because there's so much to focus on right now, right? As we're interacting with other humans, you know, how am I showing up? What is going to come out of my mouth that is true, kind, and necessary, all three? And am I prepared to deal with the repercussions of what comes out of my mouth and how another person may hear them? So guess what? If you really wanted to be a little more quiet, now's a great time. All right, this is a good one for people that really are upside down in how they are viewing their own bodies. See yourself as graceful, not brittle.
Is this, which animal is this from?
It's from a deer.
Where? Deer?
A deer.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Delicacy is considered a problem by too many young people. We are gentle, graceful, keenly sensitive, and observant throughout our lives. These assets are enhanced with age, yet humans perceive them as detrimental. So we're talking gentle, graceful, keenly sensitive and observant. Do not view these qualities as creators of brittleness within you. Take more care to move through space with ease and understanding, elegance and grace. Lightness and fluidity are qualities you possess. See them in a positive way and they will be so. Develop a new relationship with space and quiet. It takes some practice, but you will allow much more beauty into your lives this way, especially if you see yourselves as part of it. I don't know anyone that sees themselves as elegant or graceful or fluid. You know, we're all so busy picking on ourselves, and men too. They may just be focusing on being, they have to be strong, they have to be this. Instead of qualities that are seen as gifts throughout the animal world, yet we humans are upside down about. We think of it as breakable. Being graceful, being sensitive, we think of these as weaknesses, and they're not. Like this one is hard for people to wrap their arms around because we think we're supposed to be oxen, you know, but there's different types of strength.
Yeah, I've learned that in my old age, that I don't have those abilities that I used to have, the strength. I used to be a third degree black belt in karate.
but here's the key, the reason, and you could say, oh, it's degeneration or what do you call it, glycation and cellular aging. But the fact is we are supposed to be different ways. So as the body has these changes, we are able to embrace new ways of being instead of, well, I can't do this anymore.
Right. No, I'm grateful.
You did that. You did that already.
Right, exactly. I'm willing to rest on my laurels, and I'm grateful for what I can do now. Yeah. Not worried about what I can't do because I know I can't, and I'm not trying to be who I'm not.
Exactly. Well, and also there's a lot going on. I just heard something today because for some reason, the last 2 weeks, I have never slept so much in my whole life. I mean, crazy, like 10 hours in a shot. And then I turn on this thing today and he's like, if in the past week or so, you've been finding that you're sleeping like crazy, you are not sick. Your subconscious mind, like an animal that knows a storm is coming, your subconscious mind is preparing you for what lies ahead.
I understand that. And a lot of people are talking about that we're in preparation.
Yep. Yep. And guess what? I don't care who you are. I don't care how psychic you are. At least from all the people I've been tuning into, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
There's a lot of conjecturing, but we don't want to live in the what if. But if you are sleeping like crazy, you're not sick for the most part. Okay. So, if here we are, and maybe we can't do this, we can't do that, and now we're supposed to deal with embracing being graceful and elegant and fluid and embrace space and quiet. So what is the achievement? What is this major achievement that we are striving for, if you will, through this growing older process? And of course, an elephant, I had to share this one. Wisdom is the greatest achievement. Wisdom is not conferred lightly. It is the goal of a life well-lived, and it deserves more respect in the, quote, developed part of human society. He had to put that in quotes. Throughout your life stages, there are many tasks to complete that are stepping stones to wisdom. Physical challenges, emotional trials, mental tribulations. You are assigned those you can handle when you are capable of doing so, even if it seems otherwise. You have been climbing ever higher, yet you perceive yourselves as moving in the opposite direction. Your perspective is what needs to change. Instead of aging, see advancement or accomplishment.
That's great.
Because we're upside down. In the human world, we're all about do and not be. In the animal world, they are about be. They are about energy. They are about I've even asked the elephants, well, how do you evolve? And they said, we don't focus on evolving. We just pay more and more attention to how we respond to every event, every circumstance, every interaction, and we get better at it. So they put their focus on, if you will, how am I showing up? Did I blow up? Did I go in? Did I get resentful? You know, that kind of stuff. So it's just moment by moment growth. It's not like they're saying, I'm going to go evolve.
Am I identifying them with being the Dalai Lama?
I haven't heard the Dalai Lama speak in many years, but I don't know. In 2016, I got this big channeling from a horse. And 4 months later, the Dalai Lama came out and said almost every single thing that the horse had told me. And I just sat there with my mouth hanging open, like, okay, there is one consciousness, and the horses tap into it and the Dalai Lama taps into it. So, that's, you know, crazy. When we say there are teachers everywhere, you know, I hear stuff from the animals, and then people will channel it from light beings or hear it from those who have crossed over and left their form, or from their higher self, or from a very evolved spiritual leader. I forgot Mother Nature, right? I mean, consciousness is. So anyway,
right.
Wisdom is the greatest achievement. And this one, also from an elephant, kind of goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about. Physical form is irrelevant to the growth of your soul. Hold onto this concept. Declare it to yourself as a fundamental truth every day. You are missing the radiance within you that we see ever growing, reaching its peak only through time. Your job is to treasure it. Walk with your head held high in this knowing, as we do.
Wow.
I mean, if what we are here for is soul growth, and you don't have that at 20.
And our souls aren't our bodies.
Thank God. We are so 3D, outer focused, body focused. You know, I even heard something from a horse that you need to move beyond the body in order to heal it. That's a whole nother show. But it's true. You know, what do you do when your body is not well? You focus on the body. It's like, wait a minute, why is it not healing? Because I'm not focusing on the quantum. So anyway.
Great.
Yes, physical form is irrelevant to the growth of your soul. And this one, every single time we look in the mirror, I think it's worth remembering that our self, this is from a giraffe, your self-concept determines how you age. For us, what you call growing older is just growing. You think because your skin wrinkles and grows spots that you have lost beauty, but you are looking at yourselves through a warped lens. Remember your eyes and see how they change with time. The softness and understanding that grow in them are what you should strive for. You know, allowing life to soften you and not harden you.
Yeah, I love that.
These are eternal gifts. Beauty is created from within. Those who see themselves with compassion and admiration glow from the inside. And those who rest in negativity, self-criticism, and lack self-love and self-appreciation wither. You are all roses. Your blooming and beauty are self-determined.
Yeah, I love that. I remember when my skin started aging and I started, you know, resisting it. It was like, well, you know, and now I look and I say, yes, this is the skin of who I need to be now.
It's really hard, especially for women. They've even done recent studies. When do you think that girls start to have self-image problems? At the age of 9.
Yes.
I know girls that it happens to before. And the boys, they say they can, you know, coast through. This is a TEDx talk. They can coast through high school and still feel good about how they look, especially if they haven't had acne. But girls, yeah. I mean, we are, it's still the number one thing. We think that we are how we look.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have all those societal messages that are airbrushed and totally not human. But yeah, hey, plenty to focus on.
Yeah. So let's do one more animal. We still have about two and a half, 3 minutes.
Oh, I didn't even get halfway through. Okay. Well, let's see. I'm going to skip the goat. We can do the goat next time. And I'm going to go right to the gorilla. Because
okay.
I love this one. Choose your beliefs and your body will follow. The illnesses that you associate with aging are illnesses of the mind. We cannot impress this upon you enough. Thoughts of self-limitation and being too old are toxic and crippling. We never think this way. You have the power to change the reality of your body, but pills, supplements, and fancy programs will not do this for you. Instead, flip your perspective and do it every day. Those who are vital, clear of mind, and flexible of body have chosen their beliefs. Then the brain and body follow suit. So, you know, what is it about the other channeling? So flipping your perspective, okay, what do you focus on instead? This is the secret to rekindling your own flame. This is flipping the perspective. Go back to focusing on what you can bring to the world and what beauty you can see within yourself and others. By reorienting yourself to the sweet magic of what really matters in life, your inner flame will be forever rekindled. When, Peter, you follow people in the blue zones or people that thrive till 100, they never lose their curiosity, right? And they don't stop themselves. Well, I can't. They try stuff just because it keeps the brain young. If you're curious about anything, and as the animals say, valuing what you have to give in the world, noticing the beauty in yourself and others. These very things are what keep your brain young and keep you vital, because you know you matter, and you do.
I remember years ago speaking to a woman who power walked in the park every day, and she used to do 6 miles every day in her 90s. But wow. Then she was sitting there one day on the bench, and I said, "How you doing?" And she said, I'm down to 3 miles a day now because I'm turning 100 in March." And I said, "Oh, tell me what your secret to life is." And she said, "My secret is just getting out the door every day, because then you have somewhere to go and something to do."
There you go. The worst thing, even the goat said this, isolating will get you sick. Especially now. So how do you not isolate, especially if you're afraid to leave your house? Pick up the phone, do a Zoom call or FaceTime. You know, don't stop being human because you can't walk out the door. That's good. The flip side. The
right. Luckily, we have Zoom. Can you imagine if we didn't? We're really out of time now.
Okay.
Sandra Mendelsohn, and you have a new book coming out. We Walk Beside You. Was it Wisdom for Everyday Life or?
Animal Insights for Everyday Living.
Everyday Living. Okay.
That will be out in October when I don't know the layout issue.
All right, but you have a previous book out called We Walk Beside You.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And how can people find you?
All of this information is on my website. You know, there's also animal message cards and a blog with tons of animal channelings. Just go to S. Mendelsohn. So it's SMENDELSON.com. And there's over 100 animal channelings there if you want to dip your toe in.
Sandra, thanks so much for talking with us today. And we're going to talk again very soon because we have more to talk about. So thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Take it easy.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.